A blessed and glorious good morning to everybody. This is Pastor Shepherd here with your morning's blessings. Another moment in time to give God praise and thanks and glory for yet again his awesomeness and his goodness to each one of us as we live yet again into a future unknown, but a life assured in Christ. Even this morning, we continue reading of God's word from the book of Esther, the second chapter, the verses 1 to 12 this morning. And under the theme, as we were continuing from yesterday, we were looking at the theme, the resurrection of Christ, part two, as we look at the disciples hear the good news. Will you bow your heads with me this morning as we pray, Heavenly Father, oh God, yet again we thank you for your goodness and your mercies, which are in such great abundance. Bless us this morning through your words. Help us to be drawn even closer to you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. The Bible reads this way. After these things, when the wrath of King Ahasuerus subdued, he remembered Vashti, what she had done and what he had been decreed against her. Then the king's servants who attended him said, "Let beautiful young virgins be sought for the king, and let the king appoint officers in all the province of the kingdom, that they may gather all the beautiful young virgins to Shishan, the citadel, into the woman's quarters under the custody of Haggai, under the custody of Haggai, the king's eunuch, custodian of the women, and let beautiful preparation be given them. Then let the young women who pleases the king be queen instead of Vashti." This thing pleased the king, and he did so. In Shishan, the citadel, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jared, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Kish, a Benjamite. Kish had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captives who had been captured when Josiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away, and Mordecai had brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother. The young woman was lovely and beautiful. When her father and mother died, Mordecai took her as his own daughter. So it was when the king's command and decree was heard, and when many young women were gathered at Shishem, the citadel, under the custody of Haggai, that Esther also was taken to the king's palace into the care of Haggai, the custodian of the women. Now the young woman pleased him, and she obtained his favor. So he readily gave beauty preparation to her beside her allowance. Then seven chosen maiden was provided for her from the king's palace, and he moved her and her maid servants to the best palace in the house of the woman. May God add blessings this morning to the reading of his words as we continue to see and experience the blessings of God's holiness on our behalf. This morning, the disciples heard the good news as we continue the reading of this devotion. And she turned from the sepulchre, she saw Jesus standing near, but knew him not. He spoke to her tenderly, inquiring the care of her sorrow, and asked whom she was seeking. Supposing that he was the gardener, she begged him, if he had bore away her Lord, to tell her where he had laid him, that she might take him away. Jesus spoke to her with his own heavenly voice, saying, Mary, she was acquainted with the tones of that dear voice, and quickly answered, Master. And in her joy, was about to embrace him. But Jesus said, Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. John 20:17. Joyfully she hastened to the disciples with the good news. Jesus quickly ascended to his Father to hear from his lips that he accepted the sacrifice and to receive all power in heaven and in earth. Angels like clouds surrounded the Son of God and bore the everlasting gates be lifted up that the King of glory might come in. I saw that while Jesus was with the bright heavenly host in the presence of God and surrounded by his glory, he did not forget his disciple upon the earth, but received power from his Father that he might return and impart power to them. The same day, he returned and showed himself to his disciples. He suffered them then to touch him, for he had ascended to his Father and had received power. At this time, Thomas was not present. He would not humbly receive the report of the disciples, but firmly and self-confidently affirmed that he would not believe unless he should put his fingers into the pins or the prints of the nails and his hand in the side where the cross spear was thrust. In this, he showed a lack of confidence in his brethren. If all should require the same evidence, none will now receive Jesus and believe in his resurrection. But it was the will of God that the report of the disciples should be received by those who could not themselves see and hear the risen Savior. God was not pleased with the unbelief of Thomas. When Jesus again met with his disciple, Thomas was with them. And when he beheld Jesus, he believed. But he had declared that he would not be satisfied without the evidence of feeling added to sight. And Jesus gave him the evidence which he had desired. Thomas cried out, Lord, my Lord and my God. But Jesus rebuked him for his unbelief, saying, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they who have not seen me and yet have believed. While the holy women was carrying the report that Jesus had risen, the Roman guards was circulating the lie that he had been put into their mouths by the chief priests and elders, that the disciples came by night while they slept and stole the body of Jesus. Satan had put this lie into the hearts and mouths of the chief priests, and the people stood ready to receive their words. But God had made this matter sure and placed this important event upon which our salvation depends beyond all doubt. And it was impossible for priests and elders to cover it up. Witnesses were raised from the dead to testify to Christ's resurrection. May God add blessings to this morning's devotion as we pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Bless us, O God, this morning. Forgive us of sins. Lord, you deserve all of our glory, honor, and praise because you are God and God alone. There is none other like you. Lord, we praise your holy name and we trust you, O God, because you are God. So have your way with us today. Protect us, provide for us, and give us your grace, not only for today, O God, but for the rest of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Well, this is Pastor Shepherd here with your morning's blessings. God bless you. Have a fantastic day today in the presence of God and in the beauty of his holiness. God bless you.